He was a flyer for the Air Force on a plane from San Antonio. I was traveling to London. He was going off to Buffalo. Change your plane to Pittsburgh. We got grounded in a storm. Oh, la 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 la. I would give anything to be on that flight you sang. Sang the songs we knew in the Spanish, as we both loved songs of language. And he'd heard me on the radio. I'd seen the fires of San Antonio. La 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 la. I would give anything to have that flag for my. He said he'd never married, 'cause his heart was in the clouds. And I said that was too clumsy, that I broke the wings of the loves I found. And he shouted out his name to me as I ran to make my flight. Oh, la 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 la. I would give anything to see that flyer fly in the night. Saw his wings in motion. Did I leave my heart in Pittsburgh in the lightning of that flight? La 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 la. I wish that you could tell me now, will he be flying home tonight?
Snow-capped mountains. And from a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the it's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And they are. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we this is a song of every woman, child, and man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This next song is begins with that line, and it's from the new album, and I co-wrote it with a gentleman who has been my running buddy for so many years in Nashville, Tennessee, and a gentleman who wrote I Fall to Pieces for Patsy Cline, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down for Buck Owens, all the way up to Busted for Ray Charles, and Why Not Me for the Judds. He's just been one of America's greatest songwriters for 35 years. And I'm really proud to have finally co-written a song with him. Harlan Howard, Say It Isn't So. When you say I love you, is it just because you know that's what I want? winter out of love. I've heard those words before. I've had to face up to the truth, staying and pretending I would have hurt him more. Sometimes lovers stay too long, sometimes they leave too soon. There's only the most wonderful female musician I have ever known in my entire life, and she was playing the lead classical guitar on that song, Miss Lee Satterfield. This is from the new album as well. To everybody's sweetheart, always will. I saw you on the avenue. You looked so tired and a little blue. And you were in your Sunday best, your father's type on your chest. Hey, you always stood me still. Hey, you always. Voices in an empty hall, slamming doors, hearts that fall. And hey, you always stood me still. Yeah, you always will. Always will, always will. This song was written by a wonderful American folk songwriter, passed away in 1986. She's saving a place for me at the bar up yonder, to Kate Wolf, Across the Great Divide. I've been walking in my sleep, counting trouble instead of counting sheep. Just turn around and they're gone away. Now I've been sifting through the layers, the dusty walls and faded paper. Tell a story I used to know, and it was one of them. So is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness rolls away and it's gone away. This next song is the only song that I've ever written by request, and my great uncle, whose name was Tootie in real life, requested that I write a song for the farmers of America who were going through a hard time at the time. And this was always a special song for me because it was so special to him. And he retired from farming about 3 years ago and moved into a little town called Lockney, which is closest to his farm. It's close to Lubbock. And lived a couple of years and had a great time, and he passed on last year. He was 92, and the day he'd never been ill a day in his life. The day he passed away, he was out mowing the lawn and he was smoking a Chesterfield and just dropped dead. I think that's a pretty darn good way to go. And my great aunt Nettie Mae, his wife, had great dignity at the funeral because she said that Tootie always did want to be outstanding in his field. So. to all the farmers of England, I send this out because my Uncle Tootie has no more trouble in his fields.
I'll be the loud harvest time. Well,
Well, friends never leave, and they're a two-way street. The only outside song on the new album, and out of 15 songs, I'm very honored that the woman who wrote this next song wrote the only outside song, because she's been one of my dearest friends for the past 8 years, and she wrote From a Distance, and she's just a brilliant songwriter. Julie Gold's Southbound Train. Oh. maybe it's the autumn chill. Maybe it's the rain. Maybe I should wake the stranger and ask him his name. But my eyes, they would betray me.
It's an inconvenient time. It's an inconvenient time. It's an inconvenient time.
This next song is a tune from Other Voices, Other Rooms, and it was written by the most humorous folk songwriter who ever lived, and a great pal of mine, and this is a very special year for him because he's having his first baby. And he's always talked and written a lot about little fat babies, and at the tender age of 49, he's having his first one. So I wish him much congratulations. And I know that John Prine is really, really going to know what the speed of the sound of loneliness is. The first nappy that he has to change. To John Prine, the speed of the sound of loneliness.
Thank you.
The name she gave was Caroline, daughter of a manor, and her ways were free. Oh, it seemed to me sunshine walked beside her. She gave her spencer across the hill. She set her all its center, 'cause the cold was low and soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. But she'd come to look for work, and she was not seeking favors. For a dime a day and a place to stay, she turned those hands to labor. Times were hard, Lord, jobs were few, all through Tecumseh Valley. So she'd ask around, and a job she found didn't buy a gypsy sound. She saved enough to get back home. The spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her part had died. The word come down from Spencer. song was written by Townes Van Zandt, and this next song is also from Other Voices, Other Rooms, and it's the oldest folk song on the album, and it was written in 1877 and by two fellas named G.P. Cook and Ralph Rowland. And G.P. Cook and Ralph Rowland probably didn't have any idea in 1877 that anybody would know their names in 1994. But the Blue Moon Orchestra is proud to announce their names. Are you tired of me, my darling? Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said that made me yours forever, since the day when we were wed? Oh, tell me, would you live life over? Would you make another wife? Do you ever rue the springtime when we first each other met? Have we spoken more of affection, words my heart can never forget? Oh, tell me, would you live like of songs from the new album, and we'd like to thank the musicians and friends. The new album is just really all of us sitting down and having a great time that we've wanted to do for years, and we'd really like to thank all the musicians who worked on the album, because it's been a great pleasure, but especially to Larry Mullen Jr. and Adam Clayton from U2, and to a group of guys who have just I've done tracks on three of their albums, but they've always been working and never had time to work on one of my albums, and I'm so proud that they're on this album of mine, because they added just the character that I wanted for this record to the Chieftains. And what would life be without Patty Maloney's Tin Whistle? And to Peter Buck from REM, and from London's own Peter Collins for producing the album. To a street in Dublin, Ireland, Grafton Street. Thank you. elbows push you out. This is not my place of memories. I'm a stranger in this town. And the faces seem familiar. I know those songs they play. But I close my eyes and find myself 5,000 miles away. It's funny how Oscars sing by candlelight in front of Billy's store, and a young man offers me a chair at a table by the door, and I feel compelled to tell of the sisters that we knew.
road today.
Song written for the new album, and it especially goes out to the Chieftains and Patty Maloney for all the work that they did on the record. It's called Nobody's Angel.
Angel, now I'm dreaming.
Thank you. This song is from the new album, and I co-wrote this with a young gentleman who is just my favorite songwriter in the world right now. He's with a band called Counting Crows. His name is Adam Duritz. Not only did he co-write the song, but he did the duet with me on the album. I think Counting Crows is going to be here in London in just a couple of weeks. If you get a chance to go hear them, boy, they're just the cat's meow. Tonight, James Hooker is going to sing Adam Duritz's part on a little song called Going Back to Georgia. Brown eyes shine. We gotta look real hard to find a reason to cry. New York, New York is a friend of the traveling kind. And I'm coming around from years of hard times. He's chased me down through the towns and the miles. Once stilled by love, he was bound to roll over. And if you if you are traveling back to Georgia, won't you take me with you there?
Well, I'm long gone, darling, lonesome blue. I've been thinking of leaving, I've been thinking of you. But that big city singing, man, I like the way that it shines. I was half a mile from Canada, waiting on a train, wondering, wishing I could disappear again. I've been killed by love, but it takes me to the end of the line. If you feel my love won't leave you, if your sorrow has been your share, if you are Georgia, won't you take me with you there?
Well, I've been troubled by love untrue. He's a fool who drowned in his fountain of youth. I can see that now as I'm walking and talking with you.
Well, I've been wandered by the sun, washed in the rain, scattered in America, scattered again. But if you're going south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you. And if you
are traveling back to Georgia, won't you take me with you there? If you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share, if you are traveling Georgia, won't you take me with you there? Take me with you. We'll be sad to continue on our tour without this special guest gentleman, because we've gone so accustomed to having him around, and he is from the region where I come from. He is from Lubbock, Texas. This next song was written as a tribute to another person from West Texas, a gentleman by the name of Buddy Holly, and it's appropriate to have Jimmy Dale Gilmore come out and join us on this next song. When we recorded this song, because I'd written it as a tribute to Buddy Holly, and then I'm sure that I got the chord changes and everything from him, because when I was a kid, he was just my idol, and of course, I thought he was the sweetest rock and roll songwriter Texas ever gave birth to, so we called in Sonny Curtis, who was with Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and played rhythm guitar for them, and also wrote I Fought the Law, and the Law Won. And Sonny came in and played an old Stratocaster, and he hadn't played a Stratocaster in 15 years, and it just sounded so good. There's just something amazing about one of those guys that picked it up in 1955 and beat the dickens out of it. It just sounds like the real thing. So nobody else wanted to play that funky West Texas Stratocaster, so that's how I ended up with one. And to the Irish Times, lest we forget, this is not the Newport Folk Festival 1965, and I am not, never will be, Bob Dylan. To Buddy Holly, this art. We'll be right back. Thank you. I hope that, like most of the members of my family, that I live to have a long and healthy life and live well into my 90s and continue to write songs and be outstanding in my field. And if I do live that long, I hope that I shall always remember that this next song was the most important piece of work that I've ever written. And I hope that by the time I reach that age, that it will no longer be relevant. It's a hard life wherever you go. Drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. We pass a child on the corner, you know, and Seamus says, "Now what chance is that, kid, go?" And I say from the back, "I don't know." He says, "There's barbed wire at all of these exits, and there ain't no place to fit." Every child to go. Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life forever to go. And if we're boys and our children are dangerous, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place to fail, that's where a child should go. Calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. Cause I'm thinking this man that wears a white coat in the night that his children should sleep, and they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. Cause it's a hell. Adrian Cutter.